Our gospel lesson today is the story of Joseph in Matthew 1, verses 18 to 25. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary as his wife. He did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave the son the name Jesus. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you so much for your holy word, and we ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts and minds to your presence in this place. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So I don't have to tell you that the demands and expectations of Christmas are exhausting, right? I keep hearing about people's plans for family and decorations and friends and presents and kids. There's so many expectations this time of year that we're going to be with special people, get special gifts, spend special time together. We demand so much out of Christmas and so much of ourselves at Christmas. I really believe that it's all these expectations that make it so hard, because what other time of year do we expect ourselves to have these near-perfect lives? I mean, December 25th rolls closer, and we want the Martha Stewart home, the Norman Rockwell family, and a whole situation going on just like the Hallmark movies, and nothing like real life. In real life, Christmas is wonderful and difficult. In real life, people at Christmas have pain or loss that's magnified. The expectation is that this is a holiday of smiles and joy and laughter, and it is that. But it can also be a time of tiredness or tears. Have you ever thought, all I want for Christmas is for it to be over? Yes, I have. It's this crazy time of year with all these expectations, and I wonder how all those expectations fit in with the real Christmas story. Well, I think they do. What if there's a lot of similarity between all of those expectations and the expectations that were in Joseph's life? Think about his story for a minute. Most of us know her story better, because Luke is the famous gospel with the famous Christmas story. But in Matthew introduces the whole nativity story through Joseph, because Matthew cares a lot about fulfilling the Old Testament prophecies, just like the Isaiah 7 passage today. And we know from Matthew's gospel that Joseph was faced with many demands and expectations of his time. We know that back then, a woman being found pregnant while engaged was essentially a case of adultery. It was considered infidelity. The punishment could be death. And in the very least, a woman like that was subject to public humiliation and shame, not just for her, for her whole entire family. And Joseph, Matthew tells us, was a righteous man, so he knew what was expected of him. He knew he couldn't marry her, but he also knew he couldn't hurt her. So he actually chose, even before the dream, to go against the expectations upon him. Joseph chose to do something unexpected by dismissing her quietly and sparing her all that public humiliation and shame. He had a choice: to do what was expected of a righteous man, or let go of that and let God do something new. Let God show love and mercy. He chose that love and mercy, even though he probably believed Mary had been unfaithful. He chose love, even though he probably thought she had not. He chose love, even though he could have chosen anger, heartbreak, self-pity, or even revenge. He knew all the expectations, and he chose something bigger than himself. God's love and mercy. And then the angel came in that amazing dream, telling him what to do and what would happen. And basically, if you look at this story, the angel was God saying, I know this is not what you expect, but it's going to be okay. That dream changed his entire life. He let go of all expectations when he married his beloved. He became the father of this baby that was not his own by naming him Jesus, which means he will save us. He lovingly took Mary to Bethlehem. He faithfully looked for a place for them to stay. He carefully and lovingly helped her in that stable where she gave birth. And we know that after the birth, he continued to receive these dreams from God and was obedient, helping them escape the evil King Herod by fleeing to Egypt. We don't know much about in the Bible about the life of Joseph. We know he was a carpenter, and he surely taught Jesus about faith because he was a man of faith. Some traditions assume that Joseph died before Jesus began his public ministry. We don't know for sure. But what we do know from the story is how he dealt with expectations. When faced with those tough choices, he chose to just let go of what other people expected and let God do something new. You know what Joseph's story, I think, teaches us? It teaches us that the love of God is so much bigger than any expectation. I wonder, what are you expecting of yourself this Christmas? And what are other people expecting of you? And what if God is calling you to just let go of all that? Let God do something new. If we look at this whole nativity story, we see so many ways that Mary and Joseph had to let go of all expectations. None of this was what they expected when they fell in love, right? Mary, pregnant by the Holy Spirit while engaged. Joseph, deciding to marry her. They had to travel when she was 9 months pregnant. They couldn't even find a place to stay. I mean, there are so many situations in this story that they didn't expect, and probably things that were stressing them out. Talk about feeling stress and pain at Christmas. The truth is that no one expected the King and Savior of the world to be born in these humble beginnings and this scandalous situation. And none of it was a mistake. God knew the whole plan way before it happened. And God knew that that first Christmas would have to be about letting go of expectations and letting God do something new. Well, what if every Christmas is supposed to be that way for all people who follow Jesus? What if we are supposed to let go of what's expected and let God bring something new? What if, just like Joseph, God is actually saying to you, I know this is not what you expect, but it's going to be okay. When I think about that, it makes me smile and take a deep breath. Christmas is a mess, right? It's the most wonderful and the most painful time of year. It's the very best story in all of history, and it's the story full of chaos and pain. How reassuring! We're not alone. We're not alone in our pain or sorrow. We're not alone in wanting everything to work out a certain way and having to just let go of that and let God take over. Isaiah, as we heard each Sunday in Advent is the prophet of hope. Why? Because he spoke to people going through horrible trials and hardship and persecution. He was God's voice saying to them, I know, people, this is not what you expect, but it's going to be okay. So what if we're called to listen, to let go of the expectations? I'm not saying that's easy. We all have struggles at Christmas. We all want happy families, happy holidays, and instead we have real life. At Christmas, I miss desperately having a Christmas with my eldest son, Jacob. He's my prodigal. It's one reason why Christmas can break my heart and bring tears to my eyes every single year. And I'm faced with this choice every year at Christmas to hang on to this hurting heart or grab on to the love that is around me, the love of friends and family and church. We can all choose to try and live up to these wildly outrageous expectations of Christmas, of Norman Rockwell families and Martha Stewart homes. We can even try to be like Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation and force everybody to have a really good old-fashioned family Christmas. Or we can just let go of it. We can grab on to the love that is around us, because all of us do have love if we're willing to see it and receive it, especially from Jesus. Instead of trying to be picture perfect, what if we just let go? I mean, isn't that what they did long ago on that night in Bethlehem? And what if we let go of trying to save or fix ourselves and our lives? What if we just let Jesus save us the way he came to do? His name means he will save. That's what we're welcoming at Christmas, the salvation of Jesus. He came to save each and every one of us. I read this interesting definition of sin this week in a commentary, and the definition was, sin is when you try to save and minister to yourself instead of letting God do that. It's an interesting idea. Are we trying to save and fix and minister to ourselves, or are we really letting Jesus save us? So often, we all feel this hole inside of us, right? And we do try to fill it ourselves. Whether that's with work, or relationships, or food, or chemicals. And that is sin, right? Because what we really need is for Jesus to fill the hole. What we really need is that salvation from Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. That's something we can't ever find on our own. We all need that salvation so that Jesus will show us how to let go and just grab on to the love that is around us. There's a great book I got for Christmas a few years ago called Stitches by Anne Lamott. I love her. She's a great Presbyterian bizarre author. And she says in her book, Stitches, that our lives are really held together with stitches. And sometimes all we can do is hold on to the hope and the love in each and every stitch. What if our lives are really like that? What if all we can do is just hold on to the hope and the love that we find? And what if we are called to help each other do that? To grab on to that hope, grab on to that love. What if we're called to help each other up when we get knocked down by all the wild expectations at Christmas? There's so many demands. It's so tempting to give in to all of it. It's so tempting to believe that we need to meet all these expectations. But the truth is, the birth of Christ is about letting go of all of that and letting God bring love and grace into our lives and into our world. Friends, hear the good news of the gospel this Christmas. That love of God is bigger than any expectation. May we let those go and let God bring us that light and love of Jesus. And for that, all God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. Friends, please stand and let us affirm.